a theater standing on its head. That's the Wiley Theater in the Dallas Arts District. It opened in 2009, a 130-foot-tall, shimmering aluminum and glass-clad box. Theater designs typically flow horizontally, but not the Wiley. Here, the lobby, box office, seating, stage, fly loft, and support functions are stacked vertically, with stunning views of the city from terraces and rooftop balconies. It's named for lead donors D. and Charles Wiley. It was designed by architect Rim Koolhaas, a winner of the prestigious Pritzker Prize, and architect Joshua Prince Ramos. Rising 12 stories, it's a commanding presence along the Flora Street promenade. The lobby is a full story below grade, accessed from Flora Street by a ramp shaped like a dustpan. Patrons enter a raw, hard concrete environment which shouts for experimentation and bold performance. A narrow staircase leads to the 600-seat performance area. It's a flexible space which can change from a flat floor to a thrust stage to a proscenium stage to other configurations, depending on the performance. Seating also is flexible, flying in and out on hydraulic lifts. The performance area is sheathed on three sides in floor-to-ceiling glass, revealing the Dallas skyline, the Winspear Opera House to the north, and the rest of the Arts District to the west. Cast aluminum rods of six different widths are assembled to mimic the proscenium curtains of a conventional theater. These vertical rods are linked in 20-foot sections and stand the full height of the theater. They're pleated randomly to open up views of the city from the spaces within. The rods become a metaphor for movement, light, and a sense of belonging to the cultural life of Dallas. The Wiley Theater takes its place among the Stone and Sirius museums, concert halls, and galleries that populate the district's 19 blocks, providing the physical ambiguity that great theater can convey. As a civic statement with nerve, this multifaceted upstart stands up to its neighbors.